this is a quick message, not short, but let's say I done it as quickly as I could, because whenever Elder Dave put me on the schedule to do a message on this day, I had planned to do part two of the Olivet Prophecy, the Six Seals of Revelation. I got through writing it and was getting ready to type it up when something whispered in my ear, Thanksgiving. Yeah, it's coming up later this week. Thanksgiving. So, the message today, as you can see, is Thanksgiving. And it's a little bit like Elder Tom's message last week. It's mostly a story with several scriptures in it. The questions on this one are, number one, what is the meaning of Thanksgiving? Number two, does Thanksgiving have its roots and meaning in scriptures? Number three, why is thankfulness important? Could Yahweh have in later time come up with another celebration for the people without making it a feast day? There's going to be some questions at the end. You don't have to answer them. It's just questions put in your mind to decide for yourselves if Thanksgiving is paganism or a celebration. According to Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and your supplications with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto Yahweh. Thanksgiving first started when the pilgrims landed on Plymouth Rock. Thanksgiving is an attitude of the heart that reinforces that intimate relationship with Yah. Since we have been celebrating Yahweh's feast for many years, we see no mention of any feast along this line. But could he, I already said it, put the idea into man's head years ago, or is it just the heart of man to show his faith in humanity? For many, the meaning of Thanksgiving includes feasting, four-day weekends, football games, floats, family reunions, and a forerunner to the Xmas festivities. You know, I noticed I shortened that and I didn't want to use the name in here. The first Thanksgiving, however, was neither a feast nor a holiday, but a simple gathering following the Mayflower's arrival at Plymouth Rock on December 11th, 1620. In that first year, the pilgrims suffered a loss of 46 of the original 102 colonists that made the trip over. Thanksgiving is not only the time family and friends get together, but is a time of giving thanks to Yah for his many blessings and perfect love manifested on us in common theme in scriptures. For example, ancient Israel usually observed seven periods known as the feast or holy days, which centered on the three main harvests. One of the central themes of those days of Thanksgiving is the acknowledgement that the Eternal makes possible our lives and that He is the source of our prosperity and wealth. The actual word, or its plural, is found 30 times in the King James Version, nine of which occur in the New Testament. 2 Corinthians 4:15. For all things are of your sakes, for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many rebound in the glory of Yahweh. 2 Corinthians 9, 11-12. Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness which caused through us thanksgiving to Yahweh. Verse 12, for the administration of this service not only supplies the want of the saints, but is abundant also to many thanksgivings unto Yahweh. Philippians 4, verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication for thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto Yahweh. I think I read that first earlier. Colossians 2, verse 7, and 4, verse 2. Verse 7, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Verse 4, chapter 4, verse 2, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. And the last one can be found in Revelations, chapter 7, verse 12, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our Father forever and ever. Amen. Of these verses, the Apostle Paul refers to thanksgiving toward Yah 8 times, while John refers to it only once. The Old Testament used the word of thanksgiving in the majority of cases, comes from the Hebrew Torah, Strong's Concordance, Hebrew 8:4-6, which means the extension of the hand. Brown Diver Biggs' Hebrew definition states that this original language word, confession, praise, or thanks made towards Yah, which can take the form of offering praises, singing hymns, and other songs, and so on. In every New Testament case, the word comes from the Greek Strong's, number G2169, which means gratitude, giving thanks, or conveying gratefulness to Yahweh as an act of worship. An excellent example of praising the Eternal for his manifold blessings is found in the book of Revelation. It occurs after all those who are martyred in the Great Tribulation period are resurrected from the dead and made to stand before Yahweh's throne. Revelation 7, verse 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, kindreds, and people, and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and palms in their hands. After these righteous people shout, the salvation of Yah has come, all others in heaven, 24 spiritual leaders, righteous angels, and so forth, bow before the Almighty and say, blessings and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength to be our Father into the ages of eternity. Any thanksgiving prayers should be closed with, in the name of Yahshua, Messiah. John 16, verses 23 through 24 and 26. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Verse 24, hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Verse 26, at that day you shall ask in my name, and I say unto you, that I may pray the Father for you. For examples in scriptures for thanking Yah can be found in Exodus chapter 15, Psalms 100, 103, 106, and 107. Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. Luke chapter 2, verses 13 through 14. Romans chapter 11, 33 through 36. And Revelations 5, 8 through 14. Thought this was going to be longer than it is. Thanksgiving to our Father should be offered every time we pray. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto Yahweh and the Father in the name of Yeshua Messiah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. In Messiah, give thanks, for this is the will of Yahweh in Messiah, Yeshua, concerning you. We should always acknowledge our physical as well as our spiritual blessings we receive from His hand. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats. This does not mean the unclean, but only what was created by Yahweh to be received, which Yahweh created to be received with the thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Thanking Yah for His loving kindness, care, and generosity towards us is the central meaning of this holiday. Expressions of gratitude. Together in unity, it is refreshing and invigorating when people come together in a celebration of a common purpose. We do the same thing on our feast 7 times a year. I think it's 7, isn't it? It is a reconciliation of differences, as well as a time of healing, sharing our victories, as well as our struggle. We find strength and hope. John 16, verse 24. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. To teach the young in stories retold, each generation brings purpose and significance to the richness of their heritage, such as our gathering on Sabbath morning to do Bible study. This is much the same way the Torah was passed down to the younger generations throughout the years. Faded pictures, sentimental knickknacks, even the prayer of thanksgiving before the meal, all from a Thanksgiving family legacy. The knickknacks and sentimental faded pictures is a more modern way of passing down family legacy and heritage. To prepare the heart in gratitude, we humbly reflect upon all the gifts that Yahweh has given us. Family, friends, our health, and most of all, another day added to our lives. By giving thanks, we choose to extend ourselves and give to others less fortunate. Out of the abundance of our hearts, we are able to offer other resources given to us by Yahweh to help others. Praise to Yah. In the scriptures, the meaning of thanksgiving reflected adoration, sacrifice, praise, or an offering. Thanksgiving was a grateful language to Yah as an act of worship. Rarely, if ever, was thanksgiving extended to any person or thing except Yahweh. These things I remember as I pour out my soul to Yahweh with shouts of joy and thanksgiving. Psalms 42, chapter 42, verses 4 through 5. Hear, I beseech thee, and I will speak. I will demand of thee, and declare unto me. Verse 5, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see thee. Long before the colonists celebrated their success, Nehemiah assembled two great choirs to give thanks to Yahweh's faithfulness in rebuilding the wall. The Levites were sought out from where they lived and were brought back to Jerusalem to celebrate joyfully and dedication with songs of thanksgiving and music of cymbals, harps, lyres. That's Nehemiah 12:27. The true meaning of thanksgiving focuses upon a relationship. The relationship between Yahweh and man. Upon their arrival in New Plymouth, the pilgrims composed the Mayflower Compact, which honored Yahweh. Thanksgiving begins with acknowledging Yah as faithful, earnestly giving him thanks in advance for his abundant blessings in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving present your request to Yahweh. Thanksgiving is an attitude of the heart that reinforces on an intimate relationship with Yah. One suggested prayer of thanksgiving would be first to acknowledge Yahweh as our righteous and loving Father. Next would be appropriate to thank Him for graciously allowing us to have a relationship with Him and for bringing safely those in attendance. Any and always prayer should be closed in the name of Yahshua Messiah. Thanksgiving to Father Yahweh should be offered every time we pray. We should always acknowledge our physical and well and spiritual blessings we receive from His hand. Thanking Yah for His loving care and generosity towards us is the central meaning of the holiday, Thanksgiving. At all times, we all need to be thankful and give thanks for all you have to Yahweh, for it is through Him that you have all you have or need. I hope this message gives people the knowledge about Thanksgiving. Do you think Thanksgiving is a pagan holiday? May Yah the Father and Yeshua Messiah bless us one and all. This is a little bit short because that's about all I could find on Thanksgiving with scriptures in it. When we had our Thanksgiving meal here Thursday night, at the end of the meal, we sat around and each one of us gave our gratefulness, what we were grateful for this last year. I forgot to mention one main thing. Family. And that is it. I didn't realize it was going to be that short, but that's it.